Welcome to the 15 question pop quiz for Tanya's Daf Chaf Hey Plus, the three bonus questions from previous Masechtas. Number one, which daf we have the Mishnah that gives over the story of Choni Amagel davening for rain? That's on Daf Yotes. Good. Number two, which daf do we learn the Bnei Yisrael are described to be like an Almana, which implies a bracha? That's on Daf Chaf. Good. Number three, which daf do we learn that Rabbi Yosef Yukras was very strict with his son and daughter? That's on Daf Chafdalad. Good. Number four, which daf do we learn about the downfall of Yoshiyahu HaMelech when he prevented the army of Paro Necho from passing through? That's on Daf Chabez. Good. Number five, which daf do we learn why Abba Hilkiah's wife was answered first when she done for rain? That's on Daf Chaf Gimel. Good. Number six, which daf do we Machos if an individual may afflict himself with a tinus? That's on Daf Chabez. Good. Number seven, which daf do we have stories of Chanit Mendoza's poverty, including the golden table leg that came down from Shemayim? That's on Daf Chaf Hey. Good. Number eight, which daf do we have the story of Nachdimon Ben Gurion and the 12 wells of water? That's on Daf Yud Tes. Good. Number nine, which daf do we learn that Shmuel Katan said that rainfall on a Tinus before Nates or after Shkia is not necessarily a Shevach to the community who davened? That's on Daf Chaf Hey. Good. Number ten, which daf do we learn when rain came for Rabbi Yehuda and not Rabbah, when Rabbi Yehuda's generation was only provision in Seder Nezikin? That's on Daf Chav Dalad. Good. Number 11, which daf do we learn why the school children were sent to grab onto the hem of Hanan Hanachba? That's on Daf Chav Gimel. Good. Number 12, which daf do we learn that the whole world is sustained because of Chanina Mendoza? That's on Daf Chav Dalad. Good. Number 13, which daf do we have the story of Choni Amaga falling asleep for 70 years? That's on Daf Chaf Gimel. Good. Number 14, which daf do we learn the Rebbe Kiva's tefillos were answered, whereas Rebbe Eliezer's were not, because Rebbe Kiva was a Mavir Almidosav? That's on Daf Chaf Hey. Good. And number 15, which daf do we have the story of Rebbe Yochanan and Ilfa by the dilapidated wall? That's on Daf Chaf Alav. Great. Now the three bonus questions. Number one, which daf do we learn that Gadol Tshuva Shemagia Ad Kisei HaKavod? That's on Daf Hey, Vav and Yuma. Good. Number two, which daf do we learn that Rav Shesh is permitted sending tefillin on Yantiv? That's on Daf Tezvav and Beah. Good. And number three, which daf do we discuss how many brachas one makes when he has many mitzvahs in front of him? That's on Daf Mem, Vav and Sukkah. Excellent. All right, that concludes the pop quiz. This is Rabbi Avram Goldman Zichu wishing you a great day and great learning.